Kettle. By popular demand, here's a special Christmas podcast for you. I hope it'll give you lots of warm fuzzies. Let's go! See Hammy, Titi, that's Dasher and Dancer, Prancer, Vixen, Comet, Cupid, Donner and Blitzen.
Kato carefully patted another bit of snow, added a sprig of cheerful green holly, and stuck in a few light brown twigs. Under his tiny blue paws, little mounds of snow grew into 9 plump snow reindeer.
Tee-hee!
Laughed Timothy Tiger, his bright orange and black stripes gleaming against the brilliantly white snow. Hammy chittered merrily.
Where's Rudolph? Right in front, of course.
Kato picked up a tiny red holly berry, bent down in front of the leader reindeer, and gently pressed the berry into its nose. The three young friends sang gaily.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say,
Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight?
Then all the reindeer laughed him as they shouted out with glee. Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Fuffer popped his head out of the window and called cheerfully.
Now who wants to put up the Christmas tree?
Giving Rudolph a final pat on his handsome head, Kato, Titi and Hammy dashed indoors.
Me!
Titi!
Right, Titi. You take charge of the ribbon. Just wind it round the branches like this.
Fuffer gave the tiger cub 2 fat rolls of red and gold ribbon. Maya skipped into the room, carrying a box bulging with mysteriously bright baubles and decoration.
I'll put up the star!
Kato grabbed the shiny silver star from Maya's box and hopped onto the lowest branch of the tree. The green branches shook and bent as the tiny bear scrambled from branch to branch, causing Mama to say in mild alarm,
Kato, be careful!
It's okay, Mama!
Kato waved gaily, causing the tree to dip even closer to the ground. Timothy Tiger considered the tree for a moment, his mischievous black eyes twinkling. He took a deep breath, blew out his cheeks, and struck one of his famous kung fu poses. A stream of red ribbon sailed through the air, miraculously twisted and turned, and draped itself artistically around the tree.
Ay-ya!
This time, Titi wasn't so lucky, and a mass of gold ribbon landed squarely on Hammy, burying him in a spluttering, protesting heap. To laughter and meek from Titi, Hammy wriggled out from under the ribbon. Casting a feisty glance at his friends, the chubby hamster picked up a huge, royal blue-coloured glass bauble. The hamster huffed as the bauble, which was nearly 3 times his size, slowly pushed him backwards. He would have sat down very hard with a royally imperious bump if Mama hadn't gently taken the bauble from Hammy's paws. Not the least bit flustered, the tiny hamster stroked his whiskers, bowed deeply to Mama, and squeaked regally.
Thank you. Thank you, my lady. Mama of my most esteemed friend.
Oh, Hammy.
In the kitchen, jolly Mrs. Twinkle presided over the cooking, helped by BJ, who was enjoying himself tremendously as a taster of the Christmas food. Finally, the Christmas tree stood tall and straight in the room, warm yellow lights twinkling in between its deep green leaves. Cadeau's shiny star perched a little crookedly right at the top, reflecting the colors from the cheerful baubles on the tree.
Oh, well done, my dears. Tea and helado? Anyone?
Yes, please.
Nice.
Yippee!
After much helado was eaten and tea and hot chocolate was drunk, Cadeau settled himself comfortably in Mama's lap, which is, as you know, his most favorite place to be in. Fufu sat on the floor next to Mama, his long legs stretched out in front of him. Hammy lifted his tiny paws imperiously. A chuckling Maya picked him up and he clambered to his lofty perch on her shoulders. BJ flopped down next to Maya and Titi immediately padded over and with a satisfied lay down with his handsome head in the boy's lap. Mrs. Twinkle still bustled about in the kitchen, but she left the door open so that she didn't miss a bit of what went on.
Mama, tell us a Christmas story, please.
Okay, let's see.
Mama pulled down a big, colorful book from the shelf next to her comfy armchair and opened it.
The Little Match Girl by Hans Christian Andersen.
Ooh! He has as many names as Hammy, huh?
The snow fell more thickly outside, and the fire crackled in the fireplace, throwing a warm, cozy blanket over the adults, children, and young friends.
It was bitterly cold. In this cold and in this darkness, a poor little girl was walking along the street. Her head was uncovered and her feet were bare. To be sure, she had been wearing slippers when she left home, but what was the good of that? The slippers were quite big, and the little girl had lost them when she hurried across the street. A boy had run off with one, and the other was nowhere to be found. And so the little girl walked on her tiny bare feet, which were red and blue with the cold. In an old apron, she had a lot of matches, and she carried a bunch in her hand. No one had bought any from her the whole day. Hungry and frozen, she walked along.
She needs some of our hot chocolate, huh?
Cadeau looked up trustingly at Mama, wishing he could help the little girl.
Yes, love, she would. The lights were shining from all the windows, and there in the street was such a delicious smell of roast turkey. In a corner between two houses, the little girl sat down and huddled. She dared not go home. She hadn't sold any matches, hadn't earned a single penny. Her tiny hands were almost numb with cold. Could she? Did she dare to pull just one match out of the bunch, strike it against the wall and warm her fingers? Scratch! How it spluttered, how it burned. It was a warm, clear flame, just like a tiny candle when she held her hand around it. She imagined it was a huge stove, and she stretched out her legs to warm her feet. No, the flame went out. It was just a tiny stump of a burnt-out match that she held. A new one was struck. It burned. It shone. Now she was sitting under the loveliest Christmas tree. A thousand candles were burning in the green branches, and gaily colored pictures looked down at her. The little girl stretched both hands in the air. Then the match went out, and she saw in the darkness that the sky was filled with stars. One of them fell, and made a long fiery streak in the sky. All at once, the little girl remembered what her grandmother had said, that when a star fell, someone would go up to heaven and be happy ever after. The girl wanted so badly to be with her grandmother in that happy place that she hastily struck all the rest of the matches in the bunch, afraid that if she were to stop, her dream would end.
Ooh, Mama, did the little girl's grandmama cheer her up?
Kato whispered, for he remembered how frightening it was to be lost and to be alone without friends. Hammy sniffled and wiped a surreptitious tear from his eye, for he knew how the story of the little match girl ended. Timothy Tiger snuggled closer to the baby bear and gently licked Kato's ears. Mama put down the book and kissed the slightly trembling bear, giving him a huge, comforting hug.
Yes, she did, Kato. The little girl was happy in the end.
Just then, a timid knock sounded on the door, then another. Fufu got up hastily and opened the front door. A small boy stood outside, holding a small bunch of frozen-looking roses.
Would you like to buy some, sir?
Kato quickly jumped up and ran to the door. He tugged at the startled boy's hand and pulled him inside, out of the cold and into the warm, cozy room.
You mustn't stay outside, you know. Come share my helado and hot chocolate. We've got tons.
The little bear was determined that no one would be cold, would be alone, if he can help it. Soon, everyone, including the small boy, whose name was Jeff, was tucking merrily into a delicious supper of roast chicken, fluffy Christmas pudding, and healthy fresh salad, topped off with Kato's special mix of chocolate, strawberry, banana, and apple helado. Then it was time to peer at the tantalizing prezzies tucked under the Christmas tree. Kato prodded excitedly at a bright red package tied up with blue ribbon, trying to guess what it might be. Hammy shook his head at the little bear's exuberance, but couldn't resist nibbling at the corner of a huge purple prezzy labeled with his name, in the hope of uncovering a clue. Timothy Tiger stalked about, dashing here and there amongst the branches, counting the number of prezzies with his name on it. Kato dragged out one of his biggest prezzies and gave it to Jeff.
This is for you. Please be our friend and be happy, okay?
The little boy nodded. A huge grin appeared on his face and he hugged the baby bear tightly, whispering,
"Thank you,"
into Kato's blue ears. Kato chuckled happily.
You know, there are 12 days of Christmas and on the first day, we'll get a partridge in a pear tree. On the second day, one partridge and two turtle doves, which make up 3 prezzies, so all together 4. Then home, 3 French hens, more turtle doves, and another partridge. 1, 2, 3. That's 11 prezzies now.
The baby bear prattled on, counting and counting, for he's extremely good at that, you know. Then, suddenly stopped. His mouth pursed in a tiny O. Fufu, Mama, Mrs. Twinkle, Maya, Hammy, BJ, Timothy Tiger and Jeff waited, for by now, they knew what the little bear would say.
I wonder why there's no helado prezzy. Must have lots of it, you know, as emergency rations in case we get snowed in. besides which, a laddu makes every day a happy day. Huh, Mama?
And so for now, we leave Toto, the baby bear with a huge heart, to celebrate Christmas in the bestest way possible with his beloved friends and family. Merry Christmas!
We wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas, we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.